My name is Lieutenant Aldo Raine. I'm putting together a special team. I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers.
Today I have episode 86. Now I know it's been a little bit hectic and everything, and forgive me if I'm a little bit mumbly or stuttering a bit. My right side of my face is numb. My MS is going through a flare-up. So I'm going to try and go through it and everything. So you ask what? Sean, what have you been doing? Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been playing some Malifaux. I've been painting. I've been working on my Karai crew. Yeah, that's happening. Going with Cry. Probably going to work on Molly, too. They kind of go hand-in-hand with some of the Minion models. I keep thinking, well, maybe I'm going to go finish my Neverborn and play Lilith and everything. So who knows? I'm so fucking in the wind on everything. I just make it up as I go along, it seems. And I do. Well, anyway, I've been playing some Malifaux. I played 3 weeks. And I'll bust them out to you. I got week 1, week 2, and week 3. Of course, as you would imagine, week 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to discuss them week 1, week 3, then week 2. Because week 2 would lead us into what we're going to talk about today. So, outside of painting here and there, what else do I got? Well, I've come to terms with, when I started playing Malifaux, I thought, I'm going to pick up Perdita, and I'm going to play Guild. I really like the look of the Mexican gunslinger type thing. It's pretty cool, and plus the Perdita model's pretty sweet. Then I started playing the game, and I love the game. And next thing you know, I have a McMorning box. And I painted them up very beautiful. And next thing you know, I got a Seamus box. I was like, oh, so he sat aside for a while. Then Malifaux, Rising Powers, the one with henchmen, that came out. And I got a taste for the henchmen. I kind of liked the feel for the henchmen. So I picked up Karai, and I played some Karai. I picked up Gremlins, the Ophelia crew. Didn't do nothing with them. Put them on metal bases. I thought to myself, the metal base inserts were pretty sweet. That's about as far as that went. Let's see. I picked up Colette, which I have two box crews of that. My daughter has one of them. I still haven't really played anything. I picked up Molly. Molly was there. That made me paint my Seamus and start working on my Molly because of the bells and everything. I picked up Hamlin. Now, I fell in love with Hamlin. I like the whole Pied Piper thing, and plus the rats is pretty cool. When I played Magic, I had a rat deck. I had a rat ninja deck, and that was pretty cool. Well, and there it was. That was my first Outcast Master. Now, I didn't really touch him since then. Back in 1.5, I could care less about the Victorias. So you know I play the Victorias now. So, Gen Con of last year, year before, it's when the M2E came out. I picked up the Victorias. Loved them. Loved the way the models looked. Then next thing you know, I have to have Vanessa. Then I got Lazarus. Then I was just like, man, here I go. I got the Victorias. I got Hamlin. Picked up, actually, second and first edition when the Rising Powers came out, I picked up Von Schill. I never played him. So there I got another Outcast Master. I told myself if I was going to paint my, model my guild crew, my Ortegas, on female models. Being at the fact that Perdita is female, and you can buy the one Francisco in female. But then I got the painting, the Ronin and the Victorias, and I fell in love with them. And I decided to make, well, they're all female, and then next thing you know, I picked up Vanessa, she's female. Just recently, I picked up a bit on eBay. I got a painted, limited edition Johanna figure, and she works out pretty well. So I played with her. So she's in my Victoria crew. Of course I got Lazarus, but he's not female. I thought about painting him pink just because, or girly color. But I wanted to play Hans. And at first I got the first model for Hans, and I thought, well, he's pretty cool looking, you know. He reminds me of Vash Stampede off Trigun. And, you know, so I went, did a whole thing about, Vash Stampede and how he was, you know, with all the special ammunition and everything like that. But then I saw a figure online. Now, it is an Anima Tactics, the Cordelia Rosaland figure. She is in a ballroom-type Southern Belle dress with a giant sniper rifle, kind of like a steampunker sniper rifle. And I was just like, yeah, that fits with my Victoria crew, which I'm going with. So now I have Hans. So I thought I was, when I got into this game, I thought I was going to play Guild. Then I thought I was going to play Resurrectionist. But now I find myself playing more and more Outcast. And kind of fell in love with the Von Chill crew. Now, I didn't really care, give or take, before I played my Week 2 games. And we'll get to that. But, yeah. So, if you're wondering, wow, what does this guy do? You know, I just buy everything, paint what I do, go from there. If I don't like it, I let it just sit and collect dust, obviously. I got shit in boxes and still. Second of all, that's my brief history of where we're getting to right now. And I'm just rambling, so either you live with it or you turn me off. I do have, I don't know if they're M2E cards, but I got a Rail Crew box set. Very cheap. Full box, shrink-wrapped and everything. I'm not 100% sure if there are M2E cards in there or not. But I already have a Rail Crew, so I was thinking about giving these away as a prize. So I was thinking to myself, well, I like doing contests. I've done contests in the past where I gave away whole Warhammer starter boxes and such and back and forth. What can I do now? Well, I got a Facebook page. You go to Sean Hammer and search Sean Hammer on Facebook, or and you can find my page, and I'll try and put a link on the show. But we're at episode 86. So what I'm going to do is once we get to 86 likes on Facebook, I'm going to do random. I have a random program where I can randomly put in a number and, you know, assign everyone a number for my followers and stuff like that, or like my page. And you're going to want yourself a brand new Rail Crew box set if you're interested. So go ahead and like my Facebook page. And whether you listen to this and know there's a, oh, whatchamacallit, damn it. Anyway, competition. A giveaway, even though you know there's a giveaway or not, you have a chance of winning a Rail Crew box set. So, that being said, let's go ahead and talk about some games. Now, my week one, I played. What did I play? Yes. I played my Victorious. I can't remember the same schemes and strategies, but it was a. We played two games that day. I won one, lost one. Now, here's the thing. My loss was minimum, and my won was minimum. I do remember that the game I did won, I played with Bodyguard and some other ones. Oh, we had Line in the Sand, and I think that's about it. And my buddy Chad would have won if he didn't move his guys off of his scheme markers that he plays. I don't know what he was doing. I can't figure out what he had. So I pretty much won that game. Both games. I have fun a lot of times when I play. So playing around on getting used to Vanessa and everything, and with Lazarus, and boy, oh boy, is Lazarus great for Bodyguard, simple as that. So I play some, play my own, my Victorious. I'm getting better with them, remembering triggers and stuff like that. Sometimes I just go ass out crazy and forget everything. Kind of like my week 3 game. I played The first game I had to quit, I got quite upset about something that happened in my life. So I had to call it quits. I was losing anyway, and there was no way I could recover, but I don't know why what I did. Second game, I took Bodyguard again. We had Linus and Breakthrough, Power Ritual, Linus Hand. I think that's what it was. But anyway, I played Mayfang in the Real Crew. I played with Johanna on that one, and I played with Willy. Yes, I played with my Willy. First time playing with Willy and Johanna. Now, my thought on this was to maximize the amount that I would be doing with the MSU, with King and Johanna, with the rally, whatever she does. Took a rail golem, three rail workers, Willy, and of course Mayfang. I didn't take an Emberling this game. I did take People's Challenge on King, and I forgot Tiger Claws, I think, on Mayfang, and the one upgrade general Arcanist upgrade that you can discard and gain fast for a turn. And I, for some odd reason, every time I put Mayfang on the table, I get a couple of rail workers out, or, you know, or the rail golem up there. I did pretty good at first, you know. I'm sitting there, I'm shoveling coals into the rail golem, you know, giving him burning conditions and everything. My buddy Chad played Hoffman, which is, Chad is a Hoffman is dirty. Dirty fucking malleful master. I think, obviously, somehow he's cheap. Maybe Chad's not doing him right. It's just so much fucking shit he can do. If anyone has this problem with Hoffman, let me know. But here he took a real golem himself. And of course, like a fool, I rushed up the middle of the board and said, let's have a real golem bash. I didn't mean to at first. I had a whole bunch of vent steam, and I could have did the objectives. I just forgot. I wanted to kill Hoffman because I've been having a hard time with that son of a bitch for so long. Mayfang, of course, jumps up and tries to do, you know, her Mortal Kombat shit. Ends up dying. I mean, it was horrible. I didn't get any masks for my trigger so I can back off of combat. Nothing. My hands were crap. Both games on week 3. It was, like, horribly bad. Every time I drew, it was ones or two, as I was flipping. I think someone screwed with me, bought another Adepticon deck, and just replaced it with nothing but ones and twos and a Black Joker. So, flips weren't going my way. I didn't stick with my schemes, and I did lose it. By one point, though. Not too bad. I kind of pulled it back a little, pulled a little bit out. It was iffy, though. Now, my second week games, Chad's playing Sonya. So I was like, okay, he's going to use the Sonya. I was like, you know what? I got this Von Chill in my box. He's all painted. I got Lazarus painted. I got Johanna painted. I have... I didn't play Johanna. And that one I did with Mayfang. Wait, well, I had to have played... Maybe it was last week or the week before. But anyway, Johanna was pretty cool against Sonya. Removing birding conditions and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm going to my box. And I got the strong arm suit. He's not painted. And I was like, go ahead and paint him up. Next thing you know, I'm playing Von Chill. Now, it's pretty cool. First game, I don't think I took a... a totem. But I did take Von Chill, of course, with Shirt Comes Off, Survivalist. I think there was one other one, but I can't remember. I took a Free Corpse Librarian, a Trapper, a Strong Arm Suit, Von Chill. I didn't take Lazarus that game. Or did I take Lazarus? I can't fucking remember. I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs today, people. I'm sorry. But anyway, I played with I played with a Librarian. And a Free Corp Specialist. Now, I'm playing against Sonya Crid. Chad's trying to learn her and everything. So, I decided I'm going to play Von Chill. Not even thinking about it. Everybody in his crew has the Free Corp's armor, which they ignore pulses and blast effects. I was like, hello? Freaking these Sonya crew is nothing but blast effects and aura. So, that's pretty... Or pulse and blast effects. So, that's pretty sweet. And that neuters army quite a bit. And so he went through. He waste up my trapper. I put my trapper out there. I was going to try and frame for murder. I got the points, but he turned it into a witchling. I put it in a building, and he, like, smoked it. So I just got mad. I was just, like, thinking to myself, okay, Mei Feng, she gets her ass whipped all the time by a player. Maybe this guy, I've heard a lot of stuff about Von Chiu. And this crew wasted it. Outside losing the specialist, this crew wasted him, let me tell you. Oh, my God. I was like, I made Sonya Crid my bitch. He took Sonya Crid, the judge, Francisco Santiago Ortega, Whiteling Stalker, two watchers. I mean, it was like, I know it's all guild, but I really like playing towards the crew and theme. But I just wasted everything. It was like crazy. I don't even remember what schemes I got. All I know is I scored a couple, and he scored hardly any. So I wasted him hardcore in that. He had a hard time with Von Chiu because of Von Chiu's charge, which we'll get to that augmented jump. And second game, I played Strong Arm Suit, Lazarus, a Librarian, a Student of Conflict, same upgrades on Von Chiu. I think I played a free corpsman. So I went with a little bit heavier hitting crew. Had a blast. No pun intended. I'm laying out blasts. Chad can't come up on his because, well, Lazarus is pretty sweet. So I had a lot of fun. So anyway, that brings us to today. We're going to talk about the Lazarus. Well, there'll be some of Lazarus, but the Von Chiu box or crew. So let's go ahead and talk about what I do have. I do not have any of the new models, so I'm working with, well, I guess Strong Armor Suit and Lazarus, I get the new cards, but the new models, I'm working with 3 Free Corpsmen, 1 Trapper, 1 Specialist, 1 Librarian, and Von Chiu in Metal. So, looking through Von Chiu, one thing we have to know is in all of the Free Corpsmen, all of them have the Armor 1, which is pretty damn sweet, outside of Lazarus and the Strong Arm Suit, which has Armor 2. They also have the Free Corpse Suit, which means that this model ignores damage from Pulse and Blast effects. So let's go ahead and talk with the Master. We got Von Chiu here. He's coming in with 12 wounds, pretty hefty. Walk of 5, charge of 8. Of course, he's Height 2, Willpower 7, not too shabby. He's got the Augmented Jump, which his motto ignores terrain and other models when moving during a charge action, so that's pretty cool. He's pretty mobile and master just for that. You know, he can jump in and out of combat and everything like that. Just make sure you have line of sight. And if you're stuck in combat, boom, charge again. No breakaway. Just ignore him. He's got Legend Live Up To, which is a cool little buffers units. All of other friendly Free Corpse models when 6 inches in line of sight have +1 willpower and may not be reduced below 1 wound while they have 2 wounds remaining. That saved my ass a couple times in my first game with Von Chiu, so very, very nice buff with him. Attack actions. He's got Jackknife. Target suffers 2-3-6 damage and ignores armor, so that's pretty cool. Crow trigger for can opener. When you hit your trigger, you get cracked 1 in the armor, so that gives him a -1 defense. It's got Critical Strike, which is just like the guilds on the ram. It adds +1 to damage. He's got a Clockwork Seeker with 12 range, 3, 4, 5 damage, and on a mask with a trigger, he can reposition after succeeding, pushes the model 3 inches any direction. So that's pretty nice. I didn't really use it on him, but I used it on another model that has that, which is the Trapper. Let's see, he's got Tactical Action for 3, Stand and Shoot. He can make a Clockwork Seeker action against every enemy model within range and line of sight. This model may not be taken while he's engaged in melee, and the attack action may not declare trigger. So, I mean, this guy can go balls out freaking like a video game, shoot shit. He also has a Finish to Cure, which I use this quite a bit. It's a casting of, and he's 11 with the RAM, which it's got 7 with the RAM built in. Target, and it's a range of 12, but the target friendly model immediately takes one M1 attack against a model with two or fewer wounds remaining. So many times I get things close, I couldn't kill them off. And, like, there's some tricks you can do with Sonya Screw. That's what I mainly played about, when she can attack Game Baron and get her wounds back. So that turned out pretty cool. And that's also, he can do it on himself and friendly model within 12 inches. So that's pretty cool. Next up, we're going to go to the Free Corps Librarian. Only reason I say this is because she saved my bacon. Finally, the second game, a couple times. I still lost Von Chill, but I still pulled off a good ass whipping with a strong arm suit and Lazarus. She's got, let's see, she's got 6 wounds. She's got the armor, the suit. She's got neither fluctuation. Enemy models with the 4-inch aura of her ignore any associated suits with casting, shooting, or M1 stats, or MI stats. Didn't really pay, it's nasty ability, didn't really pay too much into my play, because I didn't use her for that. I used her as a medic. She got Ancient Words, which is a cast action of 10. Target suffers 2, 4, or 5 damage, and it's got, comes with a tome. So on a double tome, she can surge. After succeeding, she can draw a card. And if she's got a double tome again, she could choose the other trigger, which is Resonant. I can't pronounce it. Anyway, it deals same amount of 2, 3, 4 damage, but with 3 blasts, 4 double blasts instead. What's nice is she's got Furious Casting. Discard a card. If it does, may make 3 attack CA actions. So that's pretty cool with Ancient Words. That's her shooting attack, and it's a cast, so it's pretty sweet. And but this is why I took her. She's got Healing Energy, cast of a 6 for the tome, needing a 13. Oh my god, I cannot freaking believe how many times I had cheated in something. But the target model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. If this crew is not an outcast, if this crew's leader is not an outcast, this action may only be taken once per turn. So she could do it like twice a turn. So that's pretty cool. You got a little bit more healing ability. Next up, let's see, what do we want to do? I think we'll go do Lazarus. I think I talked about him. The guy he's got in the latest book, he's got a cool story with Von Chill. And I dig the model. Not really, the model is kind of crappy looking for a robot. But a lot of the Malifaux robots kind of look silly, in my opinion. But anyway, he's got Hate Maker, can't be taken by Guild crew. I kind of wish he got positive flips against Guild as well. That would make more sense than Hate Maker. So if we're listening to this, we're out of this card and change it. He's got armor plus 2, 10 wounds, pretty sweet. He's got Bayonet Attack, which is range 2, suffers target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. With a double ram, which he's got one built in, it's a 2, 3, 4 with a blast, double blast on the severe and moderate. He's got grenade launcher. This is the reason why I love him, especially love running him with my Victorias and Vanessa. Target suffers 3 blasts, 6 double blast damage. So that's pretty sweet. One week I took him with my Victorias. Chad didn't bring his Hoffman, so I didn't really get to play with his next ability much. Assimilate. Casting 8, 14 with a tome. He's got a tome built in. Select one action, print on a target construct or one of its upgrades that does not list the model by name. This model immediately takes the selected action, but not declare triggers. I don't like to play with that a little bit, especially since it's 0 attack action. Pretty cool. Tactical actions, auto fire. Discard a card, make 3 shooting attacks with AP cost of 1. Now, that's pretty badass. And self-repair. Just 0 action. No flipping. Mono heals 1, 2, or 3 damage. Bam. Simple as that. Lazarus is the fucking beast. Next up, we kind of got like a mini Lazarus and a mini Von Chill. And this is the Free Corps Strong Arm Suit. This guy's got the augmented jump, just like Von Chill. Free Corps Suit and armor. Plus 2. Excuse me on this guy. I'm going to go ahead and do tactical actions first, because I keep forgetting it. If I figure if I read it out, I'll sink in my damn head not to forget to do this every turn. 0 action, charge up. This model gains one of the following conditions to end a turn. Polarized shielding. Models that damage this model with a Along with a melee attack, suffer 1 damage after resolving the current action. Charged Fist. This model melee attack actions deal plus 1 damage, so that's pretty cool. Kind of like critical strike. Or the Bright Aether. This model gains a plus 2 to its shooting. In the 2 games I played him, I forgot that like every freaking turn I did something with him. Anyway, he's got an enhanced fist. Melee of 6 with built-in ram. Target suffers 2, 4, 6 damage. It's got a trigger if you got a crow in there, which is a pneumatic actuator. Damage from this attack may not be reduced, so it's pretty cool. Never had a crow and or in my hand or flipped one. But I did get another ram, which is pretty cool, because the one turn I would have loved to remember the charge fist. Pneumatic crush, this attack damage gains a plus flip. So that's potentially some beat stick action happening there. Next up we have his etheric projector. So he's shooting with a 5 ram, range of 12, target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. He's got a soul vortex with a crow. Because he's got the built-in ram, the target is killed by an attack that does not place any markers result of being killed, and it's got Aether Scramble. After damaging, target gains slow condition. I didn't really shoot with a strong arm suit in the games I played. He just, with augmented jump and the way he can charge in and out of combat, it was just pretty sweet. I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, it could beat it. He could be high 3, so he'd be higher than everyone and just see over top. So you can't be locked into combat, but anyway, I'm not going to be picky. Let's see, where do we go next? Let's go with a lowly Free Corpseman. Armor 1, Free Corpse Suit. Unimpeded, this model ignores severe terrain when moving, so that's pretty nice. It's got a Hunting Knife, 1, 3, 4 damage. It's got Duck and Weave after succeeding with a Tome. This model receives the following condition at end of turn, Weaving. This model gains plus 2 defense. Gotta read my damn freaking cards, because I think I did not pay attention to that. So a critical strike, just like all the good models. Clockwork pistol. 1, 2, 5 damage, not bad if you can get it off. Reposition on a mask, so you can move up to 3 inches, and he's got critical strike, so that's pretty cool too. And he's got this pretty cool tactical action called Reference to Field Guide. This model discards a card, adds a suit of the discarded card to all models' dual totals for the rest of his action. So that's pretty cool. Didn't really use it. He was my objective grabbers in both games, more so. He wasn't out there swinging and hitting and everything. Played once with a Free Corpse Specialist where you guys ass smoked. Literally. Get it? I was playing Sonya. Anyway. Armor 1, Free Corpse Suit. Is that clear the area? At the end of the model's activation, it may remove all corpse counters and scrap models within 4 inches. Pretty nice. If you got punctured tank, when this model is killed, all models within 3-inch pulse gain the following burning 2 condition. Let's see, he's got hunting knife, but why would you ever want a hunting knife? He's got the flamethrower, 2-3 blast, 4 blast damage. With a crow, with a ram, which he has built in, you're flammable. After damaging all models damaged by this attack, gaining burning 1 condition for each ram in the final duel. He's got flush mount with a tome. After damaging all models hit by this action, must perform a 12 horror duel or wildfire. After damaging, discard all scheme markers and a 4-inch pulse of the target. So that's pulse or aura. I don't know. It's a one with a little thing. I think it's a pulse. That's pretty cool if you're trying to you can get him up there where you can sit there and get rid of objectives and stuff. He's slow though, 4 inches. He's got move or burn for tactical actions. Friendly models within 10 inches pulse of the with the paralyzer slow condition suffer 1 damage and lose the paralyzer slow. So, yeah, get your ass on your way or you're gonna be burnt to death. Next up we have the Free Corpse Trapper. Suit, armor. He's got from the shadows. He can be deployed anywhere at least 6 inches from enemy deployment zone. Don't put him out in close to Sonya and thinking you're cool on a building because she's just going to burn inside the building. He's got a rifle butt, which is 1-1-2 damage. That's if you get close. He is a sniper, so you don't want to get close. He's got the clockwork rifle. Range 14, 2-3-5 damage. This attack receives a plus. Action receives a plus. Simple as that. When this action gains the benefit of focus, its range is increased to 28 inches. He's got the reposition, which is pretty nice, as you would assume that a sniper is going to do. But his mask is built in on his, so it's nice. So he's going to hit, he's going to shoot, he's going to move. Not a lot you can do about it. He's got critical strike. And tactical action, 0. Retreat to cover. Discard a card and push him 4 inches in any direction. This model may only be taken while this model's engaged. This action may only be taken while you're engaged. So that saved my bacon. against one game, I ducked out of cover. It was against a watcher. I mean, it's small victories, man. I mean, you kill something, you kill something. You stop a scheme marker from being put. You stop them from being put. Now, two more models we have. I don't know. I'm probably going to buy the plastic Von Schill box set because I could use another librarian. And I could probably use another specialist, but most importantly, I need the totem, the steam trunk. So, since I said it, let's go over. This is Von Schill's personalized totem. It's a peon construct totem. Defense 6, willpower 5, walk at wounds 4, and height 1. To get armor plus 1, it's insignificant, and abilities as armory. Friendly models within a 4-inch aura of this model may use its zero AB actions as if they were their own. No, it's not an attacking model. It's utility. It's pretty good. It's got some stuff on it, and we will go over. It only has tactical actions, and they're all zeros. He's got fire extinguisher. Discard a card to remove burning condition from the target within 3 inches. It's pretty nice. Disgreter solution, destroy a corpse and scrap markers within 4 inches. And remember, anyone within 4 inches of this guy can use these too. So if you got multiple, you can like do a large clearing of objectives and put out some burning. And he's got emergency Cyret. This model may discard a card to heal 1-2-3 damage and remove the poison condition. So it's very utilitarian model. It's got a lot of utility against things that Malifaux that are going to burn you, are going to wound you, are going to poison you. Then that cover it all. Let's see, we got burn, poison, and you can heal. So not too bad. And plus, it's like a living little trunk, like a possessed R2 unit. I don't know. Last up, we have Hannah. Now, don't have this model. If anyone has the Through the Breach Hannah that they want to donate to the Sean Hammer podcast, I would graciously accept it from you at an extremely discounted price, or free, if you'd like. I like this model more than I do the new one, for reasons of she's not a beater, and the new model looks like she will be a beater, and second of all, she has an attack that has basically a sensor, a smoke thing. And she doesn't have that on the new model. And I don't know how this model is going to work anyway. But she is a henchman. She's got the armor plus 1 with her free corpse suit. And she got arcane reservoir. So when she's in play, you increase your hand size by 1. Which is never a bad idea in a card-based game. Counterspell. Enemy casting actions which target this model lose all suits printed in her casting for the next action. For duration of the action. And she's got Nether Flux. And basically same thing as the librarian, because she is chief librarian of the Free Corps. Now, she doesn't have a lot going on in the back, but she does have the sensor, ghost sensor, which is a melee 6 with a tome, resist defense, range 3, so she's pretty good, and she's on a 50mm base, so she got, I believe that, she got pretty good threat range, which does 2, 4 with blast or 6 with double blast damage. If you get another tome in there, after damaging each mono damage, must perform a 13 target number 13 horror duel. So, you know, you can be swinging around with, you know, you got a good hand, a good flip, you sick double blast twice, not bad at all. And she's got zero action, make a new entry, casting of 8, target number 14. both with a tone. She has it and she needs it. Resist willpower. Select one of the target's one cast actions, which does not list the model by name. This model may immediately take that action, but may not declare triggers. This action may not target friendly leaders unless the target has the Free Corps characteristics. So, let's see if she could do a spell. She can't target friendly leaders unless it has a Free Corps characteristic, which you're going to play your Free Corps. Like I said, I don't like to flop around my model, so I will play with Free Corps. And it's with a built-in tome it's got willing subject. After succeeding, if the target has the Free Corps characteristic, any zero action may be selected instead, regardless of whether it's a cast action. So, not bad. So let's go. We got finished the cure with Ancho, so that's pretty cool. My healing energies with a librarian gets more healing out of stuff. Self-repair on Lazarus, you can take that. Charge up on the strong arm suit. Wait, no, the self-repair is not going to work. Yes it will. So there's a lot of different things you can do with Hannah, I guess. I guess I'm just going to have to try her out, just to check it out. Now, aesthetically looking, the Free Corps basically are your end-of-the-world type survivalist-looking guys. They have the gas mask, armor. They look like a whole bunch of people that just own an army surplus store that put together on a little militia. Which is not bad in any means, don't get me wrong. And 1.5, they were good against a little bit better against Resurrectionists, so my basing was all on the morgue basis, because I had a little theme that they were doing a raid on the Resurrectionist. Little geekiness. All that being said, pretty solid for Malifaux. Let me just tell you that. There's some options that you can go into with the Outcast that are pretty sweet. I mean, you can take Johanna, you can take Taylor in this. I mean, there's a lot of different... It seems like... There's a lot of utility for the Outcast. More than what I thought there was when I first started playing. Plus, there's a lot you can do with the crew. So, it's pretty damn sweet. So, that's all I want to babble about today. Just get off my head and try and get on a regular pattern to doing this. I don't know what we're going to talk about next. So, if you have any ideas, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9@yahoo.com. Don't forget to like my Facebook page for a chance to win a Rail Crew box set. And I'm going to leave you with that. Like my Facebook page. Anyway, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
She was just